Guys, we have a good one. Well, it's always good. You know that. But today's show is extra gooder. So prepare. Here we go. It is the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast for this Wednesday, May 22nd. A big show. If you're a Billy Joel fan, our text board exploded after Denny Somak joined us in the 8 o'clock hour. He has a forgotten, a lost, a never heard before tape of Billy Joel before he broke from his performance in the Lehigh Valley back in 1973. Really cool stuff. Really exclusive stuff. And the only place to hear it is right here. We can't play the song, of course, because we'd be susceptible to suing. But you get to hear the really cool story that Denny provided to provide some color for that today. And if you want to hear the whole thing, you can go see Denny tonight. All the details are inside. We also were amazed to find out what band provided the Twilight Zone theme song back in the 80s. We found out what snack foods are most popular by state in the tri-state area. It was Long Song Wednesday as well today. Find out what the wheel landed on and all kinds of other goodies sprinkled throughout the show. Here we go. Enjoy. It is the Daily Podcast.
PTO and ain't seen nothing yet. I can't remember if it was Randy Bachman or was it Chris Epting who told us that when they had a demo of the song and the record company loved it, and then when they recorded the song, they took the stutter out of it. And then they ain't seen nothing yet. Oh. Right. And the record company said, no, that's got to be put back in.
Yeah, we're used to it now. Keep it.
Part of me thinks it was Randy.
Yeah, I think it might have been Randy.
You know what? Go look at the podcast at WNGK.com and then get back to us.
It'll be there. Well, but we've done three interviews with Randy over the course of the past couple of years, so we're not sure which one it's in. It's the John DiBella Show for this hump day morning. Boy, there's something I haven't said in a short lifetime.
Are you sure it's Wednesday?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I did wake up this morning thinking it was Friday.
Wow.
That was only wishful thinking.
Wow, I've heard of being a day ahead, a day behind, never two.
Yeah. Right. Well, I spent so much time with Lisa yesterday talking about what we're doing this weekend. Uh-huh. You know, we got the Who Show this weekend.
Right.
I got a bunch of gardening to do. There are people coming over the house. So the whole day yesterday was a conversation about the weekend. So when I got up this morning, I thought it was Friday.
That is so disappointing.
The John DiBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
And then in the 80s, there was the new Twilight Zone. And now there's a new Twilight Zone. Was it on Netflix or?
I think it's CBS.
CBS Pay App.
CBS Pay App.
Yeah, all access or whatever.
Right. Yes, I'll never see that.
Right, yeah. All right, you know, so thank God for the internet or I would never see Star Trek. And that's Jordan Peele?
Correct.
All right, of Key and Peele.
Yes, very funny. All right.
I want to go back to the new, not the new, but the new Twilight Zone.
The 80s one.
The 80s
the
one.
The middle one.
Right, the middle one. Okay. One that came in 1985.
All right.
Because I found this morning and I totally forgot about it. This is the theme from the new Twilight Zone in 1985. Okay. Now, the reason why I'm asking this question, no, don't bring it up. Don't bring it up. I knew the moment I started talking about the Twilight Zone, you're going to go pull Twilight Zone. No, it's Long Song Wednesday. People have more than enough long songs on their minds this morning.
Damn it!
I can't quit you.
I saw him jump for that computer as soon as I said Twilight
Zone.
He's
always had a bromance.
No, but here's the question at hand. This is actually done by a famous rock band.
Really.
That's who did the theme in 1985.
Golden Earring.
Golden Earring was not them. All right. Who do you think it is? You want to take a shot? I'll open it up to everybody. We've got tickets for Rocket Man. All right.
Oh, we do.
We got tickets for Rocket Man for the premiere of Rocket Man, the Elton John movie. I'll give somebody a pair of tickets to be at the premiere next week if they can tell me who
that is. Sounds like a prog rock band.
Way off.
Really?
Way off.
I don't even know.
Who would be noodling that on the guitar? Right.
You'd be in shock as to who it is. 215-263-WMGK. Who could this famous rock band be who did the 1985 Twilight Zone theme? So seeing that it is a way back Wednesday today, we decided to go way back to 1985. There's a new version of the Twilight Zone, which really should be called the new Twilight Zone, because it was the original Twilight Zone, then the new Twilight Zone in the mid-80s, and now the newest one. But in the one in the mid-80s, they used this theme. Or I'll try it with the computer on. The team and the theme was made by a well-known rock band. The question at hand is, who could it be? Let's go over to the phones. Now let's go to the phone. We'll start out with Wendy. Wendy, who do you think that is?
Emerson, Lake & Palmer.
Emerson, Lake & Palmer is incorrect. Barry, who do you think it is?
Van Halen.
Van Halen is incorrect. Ed, who do you think it is?
I think it's Boston.
Boston is incorrect. Ooh. That takes us to Greg. Greg, who do you think it is?
I think it's the Grateful Dead.
Do you think it's the Grateful Dead, or do you know it's the Grateful Dead?
I know it.
Well, then you're right, dude. Oh, it is the Grateful Dead.
That's crazy.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. You got Rocket Man tickets.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I love scotch. Scotch is got scotch. Here it goes down.
102.9.
Down into my belly.
MGK.
As long as we've been talking surveys and things this morning, BuzzFeed put together a list of snack food that each state is known for.
Okay.
All right, so we have to think of ourselves statewide, right, not just Philadelphia.
All right.
All right, and I have it for DeBellaware, for New Jersey, and for Pennsylvania.
All right.
Okay, so what do you think it is? You want to just start with Pennsylvania? What do you think it would be?
A Hershey Kiss.
Absolutely.
Some a Hershey Hershey's. Kiss, yep. Right.
Overrides Tasty Cake.
Well, according to them, it's Rita's Italian Ice.
Okay.
Right. Right. I like Cindy's noise said it all. Yeah. All right. So what do you think it is? You live in Jersey, Cindy. What do you think it is for New Jersey, according to BuzzFeed?
The reason I made that sound is because I was going to say that was for New Jersey, because Rita's is very popular over here.
Well, it's very popular. I love Rita's, except for one store. There's one store that I hate.
Okay.
All right. Because this store perpetually runs out of lemon and chocolate water ice. I'm sorry, those are basics. That should be there at all times. When the store's open, when the store's closed, when it's closed in the winter, there still should be lemon and chocolate water ice in Aritas. All right, no, this is what they say. Salt water taffy. The entire state lives in Atlantic City.
Yeah,
they don't?
but everybody goes down the shore. I understand that.
Yeah, it's very touristy. It's kind of annoying to hear that, but I guess it makes sense.
And then for DeBellaware, what do you think?
Oh, God.
Dogfish Head Beer.
I don't know. All I think is tax-free. I don't really know anything about Delaware, except it's the first state,
so
and there's no tax.
It's so Dave.
I mean, trust me,
it's
if I'm buying something for $1,000, I'll make the trip. But I don't know your snack food.
Crab Puffs.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I have to tell you, in all the time I've never heard anyone mention crab puffs anywhere.
Are those like cheese puffs but crab flavored?
I don't know. I've never heard
text
of
us.
The damn things.
MGK.
We've got Breakfast at the Beatles coming up, and of course it is Long Song Wednesday.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Right now, time for us once again to spin the wheel of long songs on the wheel. This week, Kashmir has been sitting there for a while. Neil Young's Cowgirl in the Sand made it on there last week. This is, of course, the listener pick, and we've got a massive response from people today. Traffic's Glad made it onto the wheel this week. Humble Pie, I Don't Need No Doctor, Susie Q, and of course the bonus, we don't know what's behind those. Bill, our program director, has put songs behind them. They tend to be more deep tracks than they are long ones. So as much as you still want Twilight Zone, and Twilight Zone's going to have a shot again,
yeah,
Steve.
Soon enough.
Right, because in a couple of weeks, we're washing the board and we're starting all over again. So all songs will be available once again, because so many people, we've been doing this for almost a year. Right, and so many people have, you know, they've heard some, they haven't heard others, so it's time to give them a chance once again. Anything you're going for this week? Anything you want to hear?
Yeah, I've been putting off a dermatologist appointment, so how about I Don't Need No Doctor?
I Don't Need No Doctor? Yeah. Okay. What about you, Stan?
Susie Q.
Still going to stick with Susie Q?
Yeah, why not?
All right, let's go and spin the wheel. And we always play what comes up. People, you know, that's why we videotape this.
Except today.
Yeah, my camera's today invisible today, John. Where are we?
Yes! Oh, Dave, you got your pick. You
Give
got
me a
your
slice
pick.
Of ladies that humble pie.
And, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go live to the Fillmore and Humble Pie with... I don't need no doctor. You know, the mic works better when you hit the on button instead of the off.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's got this one wrong. Yeah, of course he's got it wrong.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Everything out of his mouth is going to be wrong.
MGK.
Speaking of huge songs, Danny Somak, the rock doc himself, is going to be joining us at 8:10 with the Lost Billy Joel tapes. These are tapes of a show that in, what was the year, 73?
73.
73 yeah. was the year up at the Roxy in, and we're just at Northampton.
Northampton, yeah.
Right? And the tapes disappeared. Denny was the one who recorded it. Denny was the one who lost the tape. And Denny's the one who found them once again.
Well, like 45 years later.
Yeah, right. Crazy. And we're going to hear from those tapes and from Denny at 8:10 this morning. Joining us now, I'll tell you exactly who he is. He is a, let me see, he is a rock historian. He is a archivist. He is a producer. He is a man that, I don't know how many people still call you this other than me and Gunner, who for years went by the title of Doc Rock because you can't stump this guy on anything rock and roll. Denny Somak is here. Good morning to you.
Good morning, John. It's great to see you.
You too. Last time you were in, I think, was for the Led Zeppelin book.
Right,
was it was a book or was it an album?
It was a book, right?
And
bestseller,
now,
by the way.
Okay, good. Good
reissued.
For you.
This in the fall, being reissued.
Okay. So. But this is something really wild because this is a part of your history I did not know.
Right.
And it goes back to your college days.
Right.
And you promoting concerts.
That's right.
And you went to Moravian College?
Yes, I did.
Right, right. They let Jewish men into Moravian?
Well, you know, I was a business major then.
So. Okay.
Yeah, they had to. Yeah. But then I joined the college radio station and my life changed.
So. What was it? WSAN? Is that what it was?
No, that was a regular station.
Oh, it was a regular
station. I got a job at.
Okay.
After college.
Oh, wow. Lucky you.
Yeah.
Lucky you.
Yeah,
all right. All right, so you're promoting a show up,
right.
And it's a Billy Joel show at the Roxy.
Right.
How did that come about? Getting the show.
Okay, in early 71, I was a member of the college radio station.
Mm.
There's this intercollegiate broadcasting system, IBS, I don't know if you remember.
Right.
And they have a convention every year in New York.
Right.
And they have talent and people. So I went to the program director and said, hey, go there, make sure you meet the record companies, we get service, see what's going on, there's some talent playing and represent the station. I go, I see Loggins and Messina for the first time.
Uh-huh.
I see Tanya Tucker, 16 years old.
Right, I remember that.
I see Jake and the Family Jewels, which you may remember because I think they were out of New York. Randy Burns and the Sky Dog Band. Todd Rundgren and the Hello People.
Oh, my Lord.
Okay, with ND Smart, okay? And this guy named Billy Joel, who's putting out an album called Cold Spring Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody plays, everybody's done. Billy's the last guy. This guy comes out, you know, the mustache and the hair. And he sits down at the piano and he plays for a half hour. And I am absolutely blown away. I can't believe what I just saw. I said, who is this guy? This is amazing. And they're giving out copies of his album. I go back to my station. I start playing it. You know, it's a small college station. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's not going to have a big impression. And you know, the album comes out and it pretty much, as you well know, nothing really happens. And you're from Long Island, so you know Billy had been in the Hassles and the Tilla.
Yep.
And you know, that was like his first solo record.
I remember seeing the Hassles playing like local high school bands and stuff like that. Oh yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I saw them play Murray DeKay's World. Right, he had a discotheque, a discotheque.
Uh-huh.
Right? And I saw the Hassles there, I saw the Vagrants there,
right?
You know, so but I didn't, you know, all he was in the Hassles was the keyboard player. It was nothing, no big deal.
So, so station I'm working for, WSAN, we have this theater, 500 seat theater. We're doing shows for up and coming acts, and we had everybody from Hall and Oates and Frampton and Rush and Roxy. I mean, you wouldn't believe the artists that we had. But I immediately said, we got to book Billy Joel. Got to book Billy Joel. I find out who his agent is, a guy named Chip Racklin, very well-known agent today. I call him up, and I said, listen, I want to book Billy Joel. And he goes, are you sure you got the right guy? Do you mean Billy Joel Royal? What do you mean? No one's ever called for this guy. I said, no, you don't understand. I've been playing his record. He's a big star here. He goes, no, I signed Billy. I represent him as an agent. His album came out. Nothing happened. In fact, He got really mad, went to California. I don't even know how to reach him. But, it, you know, are you sure, Billy Joel? I said, yeah, yeah. He said, well, look, if I ever, when he comes back, if I hear from him and I have a date, I'll call you.
Okay.
Year and a half goes by. Billy works out all his stuff and decides to record again. Piano Man, he'd been in California.
Well, he got really stained with Cold Spring Harbor because they mastered it at the wrong speed.
Right.
So if you knew Billy and you heard the album, it's like, who's this guy?
Right. But it had some great songs on it.
Yeah, it did.
As you know. So, so Chip calls me up. He puts Billy out on the tour with the Doobie Brothers and the Beach Boys and the Jay Giles Band, which means nobody's going to hear him.
Right.
Half hour set comes out, people are booing him. And then, you know. So Chip calls me up and goes, hey, listen, you still want Billy Joel? I said, yeah, yeah, he's a big star here. We want to headline him. He goes, you want to headline him? Are you sure? I said, yeah, I got a 500-seat theater. He goes, well, he's got one day off, November 27th. He's not doing any tours, but otherwise, you know, he's not available. But, you know, what can you pay him? So I said, he's got to do two shows, $500. Silence for 5 seconds, and he goes, okay, but you got to take this other guy as the opening act. I said, who's that? He goes, Henry Gross. Now, Henry Gross, as you know, was in Sha-na-na, played Woodstock, and was starting a solo career. A couple years later, he would have a big hit with Shannon.
Right.
But so I said, okay, $750, two shows. Billy is going to headline a 500-seat theater and do the whole show. It's amazing. Okay, so right before the, and this is like the week Piano Man is, couple weeks before Piano Man was coming out, the tour was just starting, and no one really knew any of the songs. But in Allentown, we'd been playing Cold Spring Harbor, and some people in Philly, you know, your sister station was playing it.
Sure.
But now he's coming, and I can't believe it. I'm so excited. So I say, look, come to the station. I'm doing afternoons. I'll have you on. We'll play the new album. And, you know, so I'm sitting there doing my show, and around 4:30, I'm looking out the window. You know, you can see who comes in the front doors. Mm-hmm. Those little "you do everything" stations, right? And in walks Billy Joel with his road manager, and I'm, hey, yeah, come on in. And they come in. I said, yeah, have a seat. This is great. And let me finish this record, and we'll talk about the album, and you know, we'll play some new stuff, and see what you've been up to. We sit down. We're talking. Finally, during one of the songs, the road manager goes, oh, there's a problem at the theater. The piano's out of tune. I got to go. Listen, can you do me a favor? Will you drive Billy to the theater? I'm sitting there. I this is unbelievable. I'm a huge fan. Billy Joel, I'm going to drive him to the theater. Now, the theater was actually in Northampton, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we get in my 1970 green Challenger.
Oh, nice. Oh, that was a girl magnet.
Yeah. Well, it's a big DJ in Allentown. So we're driving, and I go the back way because I know how to get there. And we're going through where all the factories are, Bethlehem Steel and Mack Truck, all the stuff that's no longer there.
Right.
That becomes the images of the song
Allentown. Yeah.
And he's going, where are we? And I'm going, this is, we're in Allentown, but this is actually Northampton. And he goes, wow, this is amazing. I said, Billy, by the way, they're going to love you. They know every song. He goes, really? You're kidding. I said, I've never really headlined. And I said, Billy, they're going to love you. They're going to be singing along. They're going to go crazy over you. He goes, man, I hope so. This is amazing. We get to the theater. We go in. I take him to the front of the lobby. There's a huge sign. Welcome, Piano Man. You know, Billy Joel, opening act, Henry Gosa, this picture. And he goes, this is amazing. No one's ever given me a poster. I can't believe it. And by the way, it's on my website, DennySomek.com. You can see the poster and everything. So he goes, man, I just don't know what to tell you. You know, I said, Billy, you're going to be great. Listen, you go downstairs to the dressing room. I got to bring Henry Gross on. And, you know, then I'll come down and, you know, about 15 minutes before you're going to go on, I'll come down, make sure you have everything. And, you know, we'll take it from there. He comes up. I go down. Okay, we're going to bring Billy Joel up. I come up. I introduce, and you'll hear the introduction on the tape you're about to play. Billy comes out, and he is blown away because, first of all, the place is packed, sold out. And he starts, and people are applauding already. He starts off with a song called Rosalinda, which is not on any album, not to be confused with Rosalinda's Eyes, which is on.
Right.
This is a song, and I remember him doing it at that convention and saying it was about his mother, whose name was Rosalinda.
Okay.
A very autobiographical song. So he starts off, you know, just by himself and plays it. Place is going wild because, you know, anything he does, and he's going, are you people are amazing. He's going, telling the audience, I said, I can't believe this. He goes, okay, let me bring out the band. Brings out the band. They play about halfway through. He goes, I got this new song. I was in hiding out in California. Now, remember, the album had just come out, so not a lot of people had even heard Piano Man.
All right, well, let me do this, because I got a break here, and I want to play the song. Okay. All right, so we'll come to the setup of Piano Man, and this is the first time it's being played in public.
Right.
All right, so we'll be back with Denny Somach and the Lost Billy Joel tape. In the studio with us is Denny Somach, a concert promoter, a former DJ, a producer, an archivist, a man who's just done everything you could possibly do in rock and roll, and of course the guy who recorded this Billy Joel show from 1973. And tonight he will be at the Living Room on Lancaster Avenue in Ardmore at 8 o'clock. And this thing you're doing tonight, you're going to play the entire tape and talk about the songs in between.
Break it up and tell a story behind it with some of what you've heard here, but there's much more to tell.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a phenomenal story.
All right, so I've got Piano Man set up here. Set this up.
Okay, so right in the middle, you know, he goes, listen, I've been hanging out of the music business. I had some problems. I went to L.A. and I played in a piano bar. I changed my name. I called myself Bill Martin, and I played there for a year to get my head together, and I got a song out of it. And I'm going to play it. It's on my new album, which is just coming out. Anybody heard of it? Of course, the place goes wild because everybody there knows everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to play this. But he comes back. Now, the thing I wanted to mention, though, he only had a 30-minute set. So he didn't have a full set. So he's towards the end, after he plays Stoppin' Nevada and Billy the Kid and everything else on that, he goes, I don't have any more songs. And the manager goes, 15 more minutes, Billy. And he goes, 15 more minutes? He goes, well, I don't know what to do. I mean, you know, the band doesn't know any of the early stuff. I guess I can do a couple of songs. He plays a couple of songs from Cold Spring Harbor. And then he says, I don't know what else to do unless you want me to start over again. He goes, So he starts doing, and if you ever saw him in the early days, I heard he used to do this when he needed time. He starts doing Elton John impressions. He does Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, and he does Joe Cocker, You Are So Beautiful, you know. And the place is going nuts. Finally, he says, look, I'll play Everybody Loves You Now because I can do it without the band. And that's how he ends it. And he's blown away. People are lined up to get his autograph. And he goes, I just cannot believe this. This is amazing. And he's going on and on. You'll hear it all tonight on this tape.
Well, Denny, as I said, will be at the Living Room on Lancaster Avenue, 8 o'clock tonight. That is in Ardmore. This is Billy Joel from 1973. How did you record this?
I had one of those brand new Sony stereo cassette players, the ones you can put in the car and take out.
Okay.
And I said to myself, you know, I love this guy. I'm such a fan. I got to record this. I put it right on the stage because I was the promoter. I could do whatever I wanted. And I had to run, put the thing, I run around to introduce them, and then I run back to my seat. So I put it there. Then what happened was I played it for people at the station, and I threw it in a box because who was Billy Joel, right?
Right,
I
mean, right, exactly.
Now, last summer, I started digitizing my 10,000 hours of stuff, and I get the stuff back, and there's this CD, and it's labeled BJ at Roxy, which is how I had labeled the original cassette tape. And I go, what the hell is this? I put it on. There it is. The whole thing flashes back, and I am blown away.
And up until that time, you had no idea what happened to this tape.
No, I hadn't even remembered it. Because why would I?
Exactly. You know, sure. It's college days.
I just found tapes of Hall & Oates, all this other stuff. Great stuff. But this is the one that is spectacular, and now he's the biggest star in the world. So, you know, what can I say?
Well, he will be at Citizens Bank Park on Friday. But right now, we're going to go to Allentown in 1973. The Roxy Theater, is that what it was?
Yes.
And here is Billy Joel. This has not been heard in broadcast form since then.
I know who it is! I know who the monster is!
All right, let's hear it.
What are you waiting for?
Well, come on!
Who is it? Tell us!
It's John DeBella.
It is so.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's the one.
I am.
102.9.
Yeah.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.